The first class of female recruits are a third of the way through training in San Diego, part of a congressionally mandated march to become the last service to integrate boot camp. They've gone through pool exercises and scaled obstacles in the confidence course. One obstacle for their leaders, keeping these women once they prove themselves and then finding more like them, women who want to become U.S. Marines.
It's a profound transformation.
Leah Booth was a Marine from 2004 to 2009.
I gotta say, I had a blast at boot camp. It's super hard. Obviously, it's physical. It's challenging. You don't get a ton of sleep. You're always on the move. Everybody loses weight.
Women make up their close to 20% of the Navy. The number of women in the Marines is just under half of that. Despite foot dragging on integrating boot camp, the last two commandants of the Marine Corps have publicly vowed to increase the number of women in the Corps. Booth says one reason why there aren't more women is many of the most recognizable jobs, or MOSs, in the Marines had been closed to women.
You can do every job that a guy does, with a few exceptions in the Air Force. But the main MOS in the Marine Corps, women couldn't do up until really recently. So I'm sure that's part of it.
The Corps is also the only service to fight the Secretary of Defense's decision to open up all combat roles to women in 2015. Compared with the Army, a relative handful of women have combat roles in the Marines.
I try to stay as much out of the office as I can.
Sergeant Leah Engdahl is one of a few female Marine recruiters. Most Marines come right out of high school. Their image of the Corps comes straight out of video games.
Call of Duty and things like that, seeing what's on TV.
Most Marines won't spend their career in the once restricted combat roles. The image actually makes it harder to recruit a broader pool of women. Recruiters often spend months getting both men and women into shape before they ship out. One of Engdahl's recruits is among the first class of women training in San Diego.
She kind of had it set in her mind that she wanted to be a United States Marine. She just was a little bit concerned about maybe the physical aspect of things. And the way that I prepared her was we would actually meet here at the office twice to three times a week, and we would physically train to get ready.
Marines and veterans say the bond that starts at boot camp lasts a lifetime, even through hardship, and sometimes even through betrayal. Julie Weber started serving in 1996.
In my first duty station, I was raped, and I was not supported by anybody in my unit. At least nobody whose opinion mattered.
The specter of sexual assault looms over the Marines, which typically lead the services in the number of assault and harassment allegations. Weber has a tattoo on her forearm of the globe and anchor, the symbol of the Marines. She says she got it after she left the Corps in 2012, after a second enlistment. As she struggled through law school, she wanted a daily reminder of what she could accomplish.
I try to support people who need it. And I don't think I was always this way, but the Marine Corps kind of made me that way. And I am strong because of them.
Execute! Lethal! Lethal! Execute!
The Marines' warrior tradition is built at boot camp. Advocates say integrating the sexes is an opportunity for the Corps to finally recognize that the strength and determination instilled in the beginning doesn't just apply to the men. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.